Anything else you might use?
No. That's a bad name, though. Junior's real bad.
Would you ever just say, oh, they named the child for his father or after his father?
Yeah, well, named after his father.
If say if a boy now and his daddy, they look alike, you'd say the boy what
he resembles.
What if they don't actually look, you know, have the same look, but they just kind of have the same characteristics?
Well, I'd say he takes after. Mm-hmm. That's the old expression.
Mm-hmm.
He takes after his parents.
Mm-hmm. When you were growing up, did you have any pets or anything?
Yes.
What kind of pets did you have?
Chickens, goats, dogs, cats, birds, lizards, snakes, grasshoppers, anything that would crawl, and turtles.
A couple things you mentioned, I'll ask you about chickens. Could you ever train them to do anything?
Mm-hmm, sure did.
What's some of the things you could train them
to do? Trying to eat roaches.
Could you?
Yes. We had roaches in our house. We used to call chickens and eat roaches. You know?
That's a lot of that.
Yes. It sounds weird, but that is true.
Grasshopper. You ever heard him call anything besides a grasshopper?
Grasshopper? I bet you can reverse it and call him hoppergrass.
Heard that a few times.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned the turtle.
Georgia thumper.
Georgia thumper. You haven't heard of that.
So, big orange-colored grasshopper.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes a real good... Well, he used to tie a little box and make them pull dirt, you know, that sort of thing.
Hmm.
For kids.
How familiar with one of those?
We haven't had the experience of playing with animals and things, I see.
The turtle, does it matter? Does he live in the water or on dry land?
Well, you know, I call them turtles. Maybe we call them terrapins. Terrapin usually lives on land, and a turtle is in the water. But we call them box shell turtles, you know.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other names for turtles?
Yeah. Well, gopher is the type of a turtle.
Where does he live?
He lives on the dry land, digs a hole,
mm-hmm.
lives in his hole. Very good to eat, too.
Very good. What about any other name for the sea?
Well, yes, I have green turtles. That's one. Loggerhead. Those are the main two types there in the sea.
One of those the same thing as a snapping turtle?
No, a snapping turtle is in the freshwater. He has a great huge head, and we also call them alligator turtles. They have a long tail, too. They're bad.
You have alligators around here?
Yes.
Where, what areas would you have?
In the swamp areas. Freshwater. Along the rivers. You can see them, you know, on the banks sometimes as you go by in your boat.
You ever had any problems with them?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Been bitten.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Tried to catch one alive, and he bit me.
Large one?
Small, about 3 feet.
Now, I guess the bite was still pretty bad.
Yeah, he wouldn't turn loose until I coached him by choking him pretty hard.
Good, huh? That's a myth. we're talking about turtles. You ever heard turtle call a cooter?
Yes.
You ever heard zephyr around this area?
Yeah. A lot of people call them that. These 2 years ago, they wouldn't anymore because they wouldn't know what the term meant. See, a lot of these terms are lost. They're called lost words. And, unless you were a native, they wouldn't know what you're talking about.
Now, you mentioned having dogs. Do you have any special kind of name for a dog that's maybe just a mixed breed?
Yes, we call them Sooners.
Sooners?
Mm-hmm.
I heard that.
Yeah, he's sooner to sleep on the bed is outside.
Anything else you heard of
call? No, I'll call them mixed breeds. Call them feist dog. That's the old expression, feist.
Mm-hmm.
Mongrels.
Hold on. Now, people sometimes they train the dogs to